Hello, Love everyone. Talk
Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Wake and Rise, and I'm Oya Marimi. And I'm going to start this first show off with explaining exactly what the agenda or platform of this show will be promoting. Okay, basically, I just decided on a whim to start this show after seeing all of the activity that's going on in social media today with Black Americans, which are Africans, not understanding the psychological damage that is bestowed on them from the powers that be. Basically, this show is going to try its best to educate Africans here in America about how we have come to the horrible situation, or I basically say how we've come in the place that we're in today in this country. This is going to try to get a better understanding on why we think the way we do, why we behave the way we do, and also ways for us to try to have accountability for the non-unification throughout our communities. Basically, we'll be talking about, like I said, our mental well-being. We'll be talking about our physical well-being as far as our health state, healthier activities and ways of living. We're going to also be talking about a lot of political things, the political side of Africans here in America, as far as how we vote and if our votes even matter. And we'll also be talking about religion. That's going to probably be a very, very deep subject. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get people to call in and talk with us or not, but basically a lot of this will be from my perspective. And feel free to call in at the times that I indicate for callers, because I'm not really anticipating having many people call up. I'm just trying to get people to start thinking and basically be aware of their surroundings and be more vigilant, knowing where we're living. And I don't like the word as being inside of enemies, war lines here. I don't like to word it like that because, I'm not trying to scare anybody or turn anybody off to thinking that this is going to be one of those white people versus black people sort of shows, because we're not here to do any pick, I'm not here to pick on anybody, and I'm not here to place blame on anybody. Now, accountability is completely different than placing blame or pointing out blame and shaming other people. I'm just trying to get a lot of us Africans here in America to understand what's going on around us and try to figure out healthier ways for us to better things within our society. We'll also be talking about our economics in the black community and how important it is to support black-owned businesses and try to build ourselves up an economic structure so that we don't have to have a lot of the economic woes that we have today. So it'll be a lot to think about, and hopefully you guys will be able to share this with other people and help enlighten other Africans here in America, because right now unity is very much needed in our communities, and we need to start really thinking about black first, being black first. When we think about these things, You know, we could get our homes better. We can get our communities, our neighborhoods better when we do that. I would like to also talk about the relationships of black men and black women. And it won't be all of this placing blame, because it's time for us to stop pointing fingers at each other. And it's time for us to unite and try to figure out a way to bring up better offspring and to keep our blood lineage going and to also keep our culture going. So it'll be a lot to talk about. It all won't be one show, of course. So, of course, you'll see the titles of each segment or episode. And, be able to decide if you want to come in and listen, or even contact me, call, give me your perspective. Like some of the shows, I will be wanting callers to call in and join in on the discussion as far as their point of view on solutions for things. So it's not going to just be about us pointing out what's wrong. We're also going to try here to come together and come up with legible solutions. I think my first episode will probably talk about the black woman. I don't like to really use the term black, but I know that that's what everybody in this country is more familiar with and have grown accustomed to and comfortable with. I like referring to us as Africans because that's what we are. And pretty sad that a lot of quote-unquote blacks in America don't identify themselves with being Africans simply because they've never been to the continent of Africa. You know, it's very sad. But we will be talking, or I will be talking about my point of view on that aspect later on. But yes, I anticipate the first show to be about the black woman and us trying to understand that we just don't need unity amongst us, you know, saying courts are men. We need that profusely. We need that indefinitely. But we also need unification amongst each other. You know, this whole jealous thing and all of that stuff. We're going to talk about how that became into our the way that we think as Africans being here in America. So we'll also touch, or I'll also talk about other things, which would be like psychological. It's going to be mainly a lot of psychological, social science discussion when it comes to the black woman. And with remnants of self-esteem, because it all is kind of conjoined together. So we need to try to build ourselves up amongst ourselves. But really, and first and formally, we have to get right with ourselves, for ourselves, within ourselves. Because once we love ourselves, it makes room for us to love our neighboring sister. You know, and this is very, very, very important. And I do like seeing a lot of the women out being unified with a lot of the protests that are going on all over, you know, the country. You know, I salute all of my African sisters that have been standing in the front lines for that. And that type of unity needs to be a daily, every day, every month, every year type of unity without all of the negative stuff that's going on. It shouldn't take negative things to happen, like, you know, for us to come together and respect each other daily. You know, every day we should have that respect for each other to be able to come together as one and to move forward in the right direction. So I'm hoping that you guys just stick around or be around to listen and just hear my point of view. We're going to be hearing quite a lot of my point of view. And like I said, it's only just to get the wheels turning for you in your mind and in your body and help you with your spiritual awakening and welcoming yourself from a very long, you know, slumber. So I'm hoping that a lot of people will come on board to listen, give me feedback, give me suggestions, Also, you know, if you've got factual proof and facts to something, feel free to, you know, send that to me to, you know, let me see your point of view of how you feel as well as far as us empowering and unifying as a whole in the African community here in the United States. So I hope this is going to be exciting. Like I said, I've never done this before. I'm not a professional by any means. It's just I felt compelled to do this show. I'm sorry if I sound retarded and everything. This is new for me. So I do beg you for your cooperation and for some patience as I get more comfortable with doing each episode here on Wake and Rise. So thank you for checking out the first intro episode. Please, like I said, share this with other people. Give me feedback, input on how I can be a little more comfortable with doing the show if I'm, you know, still a bit apprehensive or not really feeling too comfortable or, you know, confident. But anyway, looking forward to sharing what I have with you all, and peace and blessings.